Got it? Okay. All right, calling the Brewley Planning and Zoning Meeting, March 28th, to order. Before we say the pledge, we'd like to announce our new member, Kim Lemoine. And Kim, would you lead us in the pledge?
Hello.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And thank you, Kim, for accepting.
No problem.
So far.
All right, Ms. Mary Ann, roll call.
Rhonda Farrow.
Here.
Rosa Staley.
Here.
Claudia Pernell.
Here.
Jeff Travassos, excuse. Gary Sonia. Have not heard from him. Steve Perkins, have not heard from him. Kim Lemoine.
Here.
We have a forum.
All right. Has everybody gotten their minutes from the last February 22nd meeting?
Yes.
Any questions? None? Any motion?
I move that we approve them as written.
Second.
Approved by Rhonda Farrow, second by Kim Lemoine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No, okay. We're going on to planning. All right, subdivision. The final plat of Matt Shore subdivision of Lot 5, Maria Woods property into Lots 5A and 5B for Aaron Daniel. Property address 401 East Main. Apparently there's no one here.
No, I tell Woody it wouldn't be necessary because we were just going to look at the plat and so public hearing.
Has everybody looked at the plat? Don, have you seen the plat? Any questions?
Has anything changed since we got this? Well, this was in your packet.
If you see the zoning line there, what he's going to be asking, we have the rezoning set for that same day of the public hearing. And he's asking for the remainder of Lot 5B, the 100 feet back, to be rezoned to condition. Not tradition. Transitional.
Transitional.
But everything else is the same.
All right, so we can set that public hearing for April 25th, is that it?
April 25th.
The gift line is not right next to the post office, right?
Any other business? We were going to review and approve revised bylaws. We don't have to approve them tonight. Have you read the bylaws?
No, I haven't.
I move that we defer this to the next meeting when we have more members.
I agree.
And give everybody a chance to read them.
Right. But I have a question. When they're talking about Section 4, a duly appointed member of the commission who misses three consecutive regularly scheduled meetings shall be recommended to the mayor of the town of Brewley by the chairman for removal from the commission. Can it be excused, not excused?
Do we have anything in the bylaws that say if you call in to the secretary or respond to an email to say that you have a prior commitment or never? Excuse and not excuse. We've never had excuse, not excuse, except for the parish council at the church. If you just didn't show up and didn't call anybody, that's not an excuse. If you called and said, I have a prior commitment, that was an excuse. So it was, they were taken as different kinds of not being.
Well, that's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's the way we did it with the parish.
Also,
right.
And it would be just a recommendation to the mayor. The mayor could actually do what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But do we want to put something in there?
I do. I think that's
not excused.
I mean, unexcused. Unexcused.
Unexcused.
Right.
But we'll have to put something in there about contacting the secretary.
Yeah. And that would be.
Yeah, you could add that to the end of that.
Right. So we'll talk to Joey about that.
You all right with that, Ms. Flyer?
Mm-hmm. So that's really the only thing with the bylaws? And I already asked you about leaving the room, so that's not.
What?
Well, if, you know, where it says any commission member who is affected either by profit or loss by any decision, that you abstain, where you don't have to leave the room like they maybe do.
Oh, you don't.
9 years ago, you just.
I think you might ought to add to any commission member or his or her immediate family.
Leave that on the.
Yes.
Because that's what they told us with the ethics.
Yeah.
That is exactly right.
Right.
So we have actually two things, Ms. Mary Ann, about the excused and unexcused and the, let's add that, any commission member or immediate family. Right?
Yep.
Give her immediate family.
To leave the room.
No, you don't have to.
No, not leave the room, just refrain from discussion.
Who is affected either. You want to insert that behind section one, article six, any commission member or his or her immediate family member.
Okay.
Who is affected either by profit, blah, blah, blah.
So they should have. How do they abstain? They don't have any.
They just, from the total discussion.
Oh.
Just from the discussion.
All right.
I kind of like to leave in the room myself, that way you can't say, well, your body language might as well.
You're really getting technical.
Yeah.
Leave the room. Okay, anything else on the bylaws? Or Ms. Mary Ann about the town of Brule up there where it needs a space?
Oh.
I'm
going to find it.
It should be Brule Planning and Zoning Commission. Bylaws of the town of Brule Planning and Zoning Commission.
It's two different, yeah.
It's really two different commissions, two sets, the same.
So we would have to have the same bylaws, and one would say Brule Planning, and then the other set would say Brule Zoning.
It would cover both if you added it.
Okay.
You just add zoning.
Because at one time we used to have two separate meetings, but they said we could have them combined.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Small towns, especially, they didn't have that much.
Well, if you had different commissioners, it makes sense, you're right.
That room is different. I mean, they have a.
Oh, boy, is it different. Okay, anything else on the bylaws?
No one?
We're going to announcements then. Aaron Daniels' application for rezoning was introduced as ordinance number 2 of 2012 at the town council meeting. The public hearing to be held at April 25th, 2012, meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Any questions, comments? All right, none. Need a motion to adjourn?
Wait, I have something. There were new members.
Oh.
Who needs the required training?
What about Gary?
The training.
Yeah, what about Gary? Dr. Bass has.
Didn't hurt to go again.
Refresher.
Would you be interested?
When is it, where?
You know, well, I'll have to find that.
CRPC just had one. Their next one I call will be either the end of June or the first part of July.
Or July, yeah. I have the email.
And they will email the town, so we'll find out wherever they do that. It's no charge. I found out also, Joanne, that Board of Act 859 applies to the Board of Adjustment. And the two towns in the region, Euros and Brule, where the council is also Board of Adjustment. So that means we have to go also.
Y'all got to go to the training session?
How often do you have to do that?
Just once.
You did it when you were on the council.
I did. Oh, yeah.
I probably did.
We went to Addis one time.
Right?
Yeah.
Four hours.
Don't refresh my memory, because it's not.
Not for a year, just 4 hours of training.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to go again.
I went to the one in.
I forgot going, you think I forgot what it was.
Charles Lander did the one I went to.
Yes, he sure did.
So
we need a refresh.
Kim
Rhonda, Gary, and Jeff.
Do y'all know if Steve went when y'all before?
I don't think Steve went either.
I'm gonna have to check with Steve.
Did Gary go?
No, Gary just got home.
Did the town pay Charles Landry or how that went?
I don't know.
I don't remember how that went. That was back in '05.
I'd like to know when it is to get on the bill.
Hey, they may be new stuff.
Yeah.
That's pertinent then.
Good night out of Rio.
All right. Anything else, Ms. Mary? You could take a ride.
Well, go again.
Yeah. One of us could pick you up.
Okay.
Doing the damn fine.
There's no other announcements? Motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Ms. Claudette Purnell, second by Rhonda Payroll. All in favor?
Aye.
Nays?
None.
Adjourn.
Hey, Lauren.
So the next one is.